Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was a perfect way to end this segment. The one moment on this entire show of 3 hours, can't have internet fail. Internet fails right before we go to break, and it happens like the moment after you took your headphone off as we're about to go to break, because it didn't matter. Crazy.
I thought I handled that great.
I was not coming back. I thought about turning the corner and coming back, but I figured no. Paul and Jake would figure it out, and they did.
There you go.
Can I put that on my resume reel?
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's your tryout.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh, Joe, my favorite part of Paul's toss, Jake says, Paul, we still have 15 seconds. And then Paul just starts 10, 9, 8.
Oh, Jesus. Down.
Yes.
That's not good.
The best.
It's like the start of a podcast that or everybody posts on social media now. Where it's, I think it's like StreamYard. It starts at 30. I'm like, really? Can we get the countdown starting at 10 or 5 or something? We got to do it at 30. It looks like you're looking at a sky of stars. Stupid.
It's bad producing. It's bad producing.
I start mine at 60, so I feel seen.
60-second countdown?
Well, here's why. You have to go live, and then you have to make sure all the streams are live. That's my excuse.
When I go live
on StreamYard, I have to make sure it's on this Twitter, that Twitter, YouTube Live.
Got to make
sure the ticker's working. Because if you had like more than one person on my show, it'd be different. But if you're doing everything, you need 60 seconds feels like 20. And then you're like, we're live, you know? And like the ticker's not up, or you're not live on Twitter or whatever.
Because you're producing and hosting.
Spelled wrong. Yeah, yes. Producing, hosting, directing, booking. Yeah, all that.
I will say, man, 6 minutes or how long are our breaks? I don't know if I've ever figured that out. But like 5-6 minutes compared to like what, two and a half in TV? Holy hell, it's a lifetime. It's amazing. Like you got to figure out so much stuff in 2 minutes when you're producing TV. Well, maybe I'll find out again.
You have a lot more breaks though, right? Per hour?
No.
No. Yeah.
You have 3 breaks an hour? That's it?
No, there's more, but it might be 4 and the term break like at the end. So it's only like one more.
Well, I'm trying to think because we did that half hour show on Nesson and we'd come out.
You got 3, 5. 2 internals.
We'd break at like 08 or 09 and then break again at 20 and then be done at 27:50 or whatever.
30 or 50. Yeah.
So that's 3 breaks in a half hour.
Yeah.
Well, the third break is the end of the show.
Right.
So like for an hour, probably 4 internals in the end.
So the breaks are it's probably the same amount of commercials.
Can we follow up with a question here? Paul, how long have you been producing this show?
It's going to be 4 years and 7 months, not 5 years, I guess.
And you still don't know how long the breaks are?
They're in the rundown, Sam. And Gertch and Jake are all over it.
Like, wow, this is interesting. Yes. It just hit him after almost 5 years that these breaks are a lot longer than when he was in TV.
No, I'm saying I've appreciated it. You get so much more done. You get to step away.
Yeah.
You get to, I don't know, whatever.
Joe had to rescue
Ponder bird life.
During one of the breaks.
Yeah, you can get a bird out of a filter. You can't do that when you got a 2 minute break.
All the time. Yes.
Make your dog puke up whatever he just ate. Clean
bother
it up,
my wife
and still get back.
She starts yelling at me because she's on a work call and I start messing with her. Like, yeah, got to do that. Oh, man. What do we want to talk about? Oh, yeah. Did you see our tweet from Slapjack in a reaction to our college football playoff conversation that we both received?
No.
I'm at Joe Ostrowski, Sam at SP Shoot. Guys, love the show, but we have to stop with the ND bull blank. To say Notre Dame is a better team is wrong. They lost to Miami. It doesn't matter what the bleeping projected number would be now. Maybe it's Chris Felica. It's his burner.
Could be. Okay, so if Miami is better than Notre Dame, why does every poll have Notre Dame ahead of Miami?
Yes.
Every single poll. AP, coach, CFP, Vegas odds makers say Notre Dame is better. I got Matoy Pearson's numbers right here. He's got Notre Dame 4 points better than Miami. Like, just because it happened one time doesn't mean it's the grand equalizer of all things. It's not.
Okay, so what if that game happened last week? Is it a different
Miami's
conversation?
In. Yes, 100%.
Yes.
That's a freshman quarterback making his first ever start on the road, and they almost won. And we bet Miami in the game. Like, that's the craziest part. Like, if anybody has a right to be selfish or biased on this stupid argument, it's me, because I will financially gain from Miami making the playoff. I will make $2,000, and I'm sitting here saying Notre Dame is better. Notre Dame should be in.
Wouldn't you also financially gain with Texas?
Yes.
Too? And you're not making that argument. Like, no. There are people making that argument, but you understand the reality of the situation. I do disagree with Caroline on that. I'm like, if I'm Texas, I'm not scheduling Ohio State again. Like, in their mind, they got screwed, and they have the resume as far as the quality of wins, and they got hurt for scheduling Ohio State when they didn't have to go out and schedule Ohio State. They can do what Alabama does. They can do what Ole Miss does with the penultimate game of the season, just some garbage team where they don't even put the point spread on the board. That's a lot of SEC games a couple weeks ago. Nothing was on the board because of their opponent. Was it Ole Miss? They played Eastern Illinois. Like, that's what you're going to see more of. That's the reality. Oh, three losses, you're out. Well, why schedule tough teams? And so that's something else that the committee is trying to balance. I understand where you're coming from, Slapjack, but it is not that simple. We have more information now. Why wouldn't you use the more information instead of deciding everything like it was decided 10, 15 years ago? That's insane to me, especially when the game happened in August, when Notre Dame had a bad defense. When they didn't know about this quarterback. So there you have it. Have you had crumble cookie?
Very good. I love
Excellent.
A crumble.
So are they in every city?
Definitely the big cities.
Yeah. So I asked that question, obviously, because crumble cookie played a major factor in what's happening with BYU and Penn State. And Penn State swinging and a missing once again. 24 hours ago, we were sitting here like, who's going to be the Penn State coach? I don't know. I guess it's going to be Satake. But that was coming to clear view last night, and it came out that, nope, he's staying at BYU. A couple of the biggest boosters, including the owner of Crumble Cookie, got involved to up the ante. So Satake's staying with BYU. It doesn't matter what happens in this weekend's game, whether they're in the playoff or not. He is staying. And Penn State misses out again. What the hell are they going to do? I'm hearing people talk about Daboll. I'm hearing people talk about Mike Tomlin, that if the Steelers actually fire Tomlin, look at what Tomlin could maybe do in college football, and he could go to Penn State, make that transition. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, man. You went over the list earlier. It's a lengthy one of the names that have been talked about for Penn State, and they said, not interested.
I've got a better opportunity.
So Crumble has been in the news multiple times in the last 48 hours. There were people from BYU sending Crumble cookies to Penn State's athletic director, which is very funny. And yes. Then Jake told us that James Franklin was bringing Crumble cookies to Virginia Tech. So it's a great week to be a Crumble cookie investor, huh?
Man. Yeah, and I was actually there maybe a week ago with my daughter, and what they charge. I see why the guy's a multi-billionaire that has the money, but they are delicious. It's awesome. Of course, my wife has a rewards number there. I'm like, yeah, of course we do. But what a business. What a smart way to go about things. Damn.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I just need to come up with a business like that. That's it. You know, now they have... Somebody sent me a picture of this yesterday. I've talked about the gas and washes in my area. They're like everywhere. Now they have taco trucks inside the gas and washes. I'm like, why didn't I come up with that idea? Always missing out.
Because that's what you need at the car wash. Tacos. After you get your car cleaned, let's eat tacos and spill them out all over the car.
They've got everything. Some of them have fried chicken places in there. The ones by me have Beggar's Pizza, like in a hot oven that they're selling in there. They've got a hot dog station with the Vienna beef hot dogs for like a dollar. It's like the Costco price for like $1.50 or $2. It's wild, man. You go to the gas station. Oh, and by me, the slots, the old people in the slots area all day. They sit there all day on those slot machines. They must be making a killing, man. They have everything at the gas station now.
Maybe we should work there.
Might be. You think I haven't been thinking? The wheels are turning. Like, I don't know what's next. I might be at the gas station. Damn it. All right. What?
If I go to a taco truck and Joe O is in the back cooking up meat for tacos, I'm walking away.
Walking away? You're not going to buy?
No.
Jake, there's your weight loss plan. There it is. That's how you get food.
Food poisoning from Joe O's taco truck?
Yes.
You wouldn't trust me?
I'd invest.
It's not a you thing, Joe.
Yeah, do you honestly? I've thought about this a lot. Like every time I go shopping, like I was in the grocery store, I'm like, wait a second. Am I going to be stocking shelves in a couple months? Am I going to be like that guy? And I saw guy yesterday. He was so frustrated.
Give me Joe O at a Trader Joe's. Has to be nice to everybody.
Trader Joe! The Hawaiian Trader shirt. Joe. Kill me. Kill me. No. Yeah, and it's my name. Like, yeah. There's a cookie Joe O, too. It's a cereal. It's like their Cheerios. Joe O's they have there. No, I can't. I can't deal with any of that. But yeah, no. I was watching a guy yesterday. He was all frustrated, putting up like the sea salt, and he couldn't find it. I'm like, oh my God, that's going to be me in a couple months. Anyways, did you have a bet, Sam? Sorry.
Yeah, let me give you one lightning bet, because that's what you're here for. Eagles to win, Georgia to win this weekend, plus 185.
Good stuff. Can you tell it's near the end? Who cares?
Go Birds.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow here on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.